Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mr. Magata, yeah, lapha Quantum High School uthi baphase ngo 96.1% and ubonga kakhulu na kumamphawu geography teacher uthi abantwana bonke baphasile 100% pass rate. Uthi we thank all of you ukubambisana kwenu, siyabonga. Umama ulaphaya eDaviton eThwathwa. Halala, halala, halala. Uyazi nje sijabulile sisizwe eseningizimu Afrika ukuthi iy'ngane zethu zisebenze kahle. Okay, ithi ngibone futhi omunye uthini la. Good afternoon. Okay, ucela ingoma sisi Winance and nenye futhi Holy Forever and any song from Maverick City. Uthi, I dedicate these songs to my kids and my friend Kilebogile. Ziphuma ku Mamli Z from Mabele Apudi ko Rustenburg. Okay, me Lizzy ke tlodi ba palapina tsa haone. Kodwa next week asibekele nje, next week sizo praise us worship nawe ngalezi ingoma evikini elizayo. Asilalele ke nansi i voice note sizo ukuthi ukhalimambo uNkulunkulu umphathiseni kule ntambama.
Asibingelele nkosazana, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo othinzabale tithokotisako. Manje ke nkosazana, encwadini kaJohane sahluku sokuqala uverse 12 mangaphosisi lithi iBhayibhele bonke abamamukelayo wabapha amandla ukuthi babe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngamanye amagama, ukuba ngumntwana kumele uzalwe kabusha, uzalwe ngekwentando kaNkulunkulu, njengoba lichaza izwi likaNkulunkulu, lichaza izwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje ke ukuzalwa mfu nkosazana, kodwa emabandleni sesizwe nkosazana umfundisi abiza abantu athi bantwana bakhe noma athi bantu babami. Manje ke iphutha leli likhulu, akekho umfundisi ongazala umuntu abe ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Umfundisi unabo abantu bakhe laba bazele khona le kwakhe, noma kuphi nakuphi laba bazele khona. Ukuze ube ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu awuzalwa umuntu, uzalwa uyu uNkulunkulu. Uze ube ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu, ube ngumngcwele kaNkulunkulu. Ukuba ngcwele kusukela khona la ekuzalweni kabusha la. Manje ngayibamba ibe yinto nkosazana. Kanimambo nkosazana.
Kalimambo, siyabonga. Ya, sikuzwile baba, sikuzwile. Okay, angithathe na omunye umyalezo la. Hayi bahle, simamele eKatlehong. Umsakazo. Oh, silalele eKatlehong. Sisithuli angazi la ngathi ushiya igama elilodwa. Ngibona ungile. Sisazalungisa i-WhatsApp yakho lapho. Ya, kodwa ngiyabona uthi simamele siseKatlehong. Umsakazo wami kunale gama leli engaqondi ukuthi la ushiye ushiye liphi igama. Ngicela ungilungisele lapho sisithuli. Ya, isikhathi ke sithi 14:33. Uma uthanda ukungena ungashaya ucingo nawe ushare the word. Umfundisi ukubusisile, nathi sicela usiphakele, sicela usibusise ngalolo lizwi noma ke uNkulunkulu ukuphe lona. Nango umfundisi uShawn Setlhari naye uzosherela ela namuhla izwi. Ngicela umboleke indlebe.
They can change the power of word. Can change the whole situation, can change everything. Mama Nhlapo ke kopa o tswela pele ke baleti mana ena. Then he said to me, prophesy concerning this situation, prophesy concerning this dead bone. And he said to them, dry bone, yea, the word of Holy God. This is what God says to you, situation. This is what God says to you, dry bones. I will cause breath to enter to enter you. God is saying to you, as this season starts, if you understand the presence of God, if you understand the mighty hand, the mighty right, whole righteous, holy name, holy hand of holy mighty God, if you are guided by the Spirit, if you are driven by the Spirit and the word and the hand of God direct you, God says to you, this is what he says, I will cause breath to enter you. I will bring light to your situation. I will turn tables around. That's what God says. If you say you are poor, I say as God that you are rich. When you say you are an orphan, God says you are not, for he is your father. When you say you are dying, you got nothing, God says you are living, for I am God. I made the dry bones to be fully fleshed, to live. When I'm coming to this issue of the breath, the second part on this scripture, Maman Shapo, recopara limata at the breath. When you go back to the book of Genesis 1:27, 1:24, that's where the word says, after men were created, were lying down there, the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, and Yahweh, the three holy trinity, as they were in one, they breath, the breath of life. They have put the spirit of life in man, and the body become alive. When I understand this verse, it says to me, dominion is given to us to turn the situations around. But it says to me, even when you date, you can, if the Spirit of God is not in you, you are like a dead body. You are like a dead body. If the Spirit of God is not in you, you are like a dead body. Not only that, Maman Shapo, Jokopahanyani fella, Kereshebi Saneta Bakina, Bibele Eri, Genesis 1:24. After God created man, man was lying there before God, but man was dead. Only because the Spirit of God was not yet in man. That means you can be around, you can walk with Christ, but still you may stay dead. There are most of us who are worshiping. There are most of us who are the church attenders. We are not living because some of us, the Spirit of God is not yet in us. We have not yet allowed God to breathe the breath of life in us. Let us stand. Let us change. Let us start and allow the Spirit of God to live in us. Then he says to me, I proceed. Ezekiel, from the book of Ezekiel 37. Now I'm on verse 4. Maman Shapo. Then he says to him, this is what the God says. I will cause the breath to enter you. I will cause the breath to enter you. You'll be a living thing. You will be a living thing. And now the nice part again, Maman Shapo, verse 6. Now make flesh grow on the bones. Make flesh grow on the bone and to cover with the skin. Make the flesh grow on the bone. The man, Ezekiel, as he was guided by the living Spirit of God, and now he was given dominion and power to speak life over death. He says to the bone, now bones, limatambo, but I say to you, nama hai miliholo. May flesh grow on the bone, and the flesh grow on the bone. When he finished off, he say, may the skin cover the flesh, and the skin cover the flesh. Now, after that, now this thing, they were now a living people. When he look around Mama Nhlapo in verse 7. He could hear now that bones were making noise. Now the rattling of bones sounds. Every sound's going to its position. Maybe one bone was 5 meters away, but when he heard the word of God, he ran to the body. He went to where he belonged, to the body of the right person. 100 meters away, when the word of God spoke, then he becomes one. Joins bone to bone, they joined together. Bone to bone, they joined together. After all this, now namayamila, from one person to one person, the word of God says they come together, bone to bone. As he looked and he appeared, flesh grew, skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Still yet, this thing in a liberty to happen. They were human beings again. They were back to our fleshes, but there were no life in them. This is what the Lord says to him. But let me start here. It says, flesh grew and the skin were covered them, but there was no breath on them. That is on verse 8. There was no breath on this thing. But now, here when you look around, there was a great number of people who were brought back to life. There were great number of people who were brought back to life. But now, Mama Nhlapo, the fascinating point here, Kiori, now batsuhile, masapo akopane, matambo hlanganane, ahlangana matambo, human being become human being, yaba namahabe. But they were still laying down there. There were no breath in them. Moya, wantate modimo, o halalelang o no soka o kena ka hare ho nama le letlalo le apesitseng masapo aneng a shwile aneng a omeletse. The dry and the dead bones now were covered with flesh and skin, but there was no life. Why? Because the Spirit of God was not yet in the bone. In the book of Genesis 1:24, after God created man was there, lying there. He was a cop in a listen to Pufela. Says in a movement, says in a wisdom, says in a vision, says not anything to do, just lying down there. But God, Holy Spirit, and Yeshu, all Trinity, they were there. The body was the fourth in the meeting, but the body was still dead. Why? Because the Spirit of God was not in the flesh yet. That is why, Mama Nhlapo, really, when you fall from the grace of God, you are like you are dead. Because the Spirit of God is no longer with you. That is why it was essentially important from the beginning of time in Eden, that after man fall from the presence and the greatness of God, God of salvation, he has to bring back the life, the Spirit. It is written that even after he died on the cross, he went down to the very dry bones and the graveyards, right at the doorstep of the Lucifer, right at the doorstep of the deceiver. He rose all those who died believing God. He brought them back to life. For he is the light and the Spirit. He is the light and the Spirit. Mama Nhlapo, the last portion of the scripture of Ezekiel 37, it speaks about the Spirit.
Re leboga thata moruti Sean Setlhare ngezwi elena mandla elinye siphinde silthole la ku babu masango uthi good afternoon bahle. Romans 13 verse 14 ibandla ibandla li hambaze, okay, i character ka Jesu Christo ayisabonakali ebandleni nakubazalwani. Ibandla lisindisiwe kodwa alikahlambuluki ezonweni zezwe naseyinkanukweni zezwe nezenyama. basatholakala bezonda behleba banomona abathandani baphakeme bayazidla ngenkambo yokungakholwa umoya ongcwele ushiwe ngaphandle. Hey Pastor Masango, hey deep lendaba oyikhulumayo impela. Ya isikhathi sisese khona ngiyacabanga ukuthi ungumuntu uyazazi ukuthi ke iphutha lakho likuphi ikakhulukazi uma ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu sihamba naye umoya ongcwele uhlala la ngaphakathi kuthina. So uma kukhona izinto esizenzayo uNkuluNkulu angasithandi, umoya ongcwele umsebenzi wakhe ukuthi ke akubonise ukuthi hayi cha le ndlela oyihamba ya access eyona bese wenzani uyaguide. So umlalele umoya ongcwele ukuze ke ungayitholi ula kulesi simo umfundisi Masango akhuluma ngaso.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.